Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless. Hello, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday Night Prayer with Tina. How are you? Tell me where you're coming in from. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you're a repeat, thank you for returning, coming back to Flawed and Free. It is our pleasure and our honor to serve you as we partner with the Holy Spirit in prayer. And this is the place in which we come. How are you, Krista G? To petition God's throne and to seek the face of the Father together in corporate prayer. So I love to partner with our Freedom Fighter community. Hello, TikTok. Hello, Facebook. Hello, YouTube. Hello to all of you in the land, all over the land. Tag and tell a friend right now. Let them know that we've gone live. If this is your first time coming on, don't forget to click the notification bell so that you know when we are live and you do not miss us going live at such a time as this. Listen, I love to come together with the community. I wish I could see your faces, but I love to see you guys in the chat, speaking back, saying hello, all of the things. I love to be here for you guys. And you guys are here for me as well. This is a partnership. This is a community of love and like-minded men and women of God who want to see the face of the Lord, petition his throne, and just be loved by our Father, Abba. Yes, so glory be to God. I want to say hello to everyone that's coming in right now, coming in saying hello. Good evening, Stephanie and Ashley. Hi, Ashley. Tanisha, hello, team. All of the moderators that are here on TikTok, thank you. Deidre Ware, hello, Sierra, April, Ashley, Jessica, Jess Farm Live, Krista G. I love it. I love it. I love it. Jocelyn, good evening. Valencia, how are you? Alexis, Dominique, how are you? Glory be to God. Again, tag and tell a friend. Tell three friends. Like, subscribe, and share this broadcast right now. Right now, right now, right now. Let everyone know that we are here live and it's time to pray. Is it not time to pray? It is time to pray. We didn't come to play. We came to pray. Hi, Brooklyn Myatt. It looks like Brooklyn Myatt. How are you? Welcome to our channel. Welcome, Raven James. Hello, sis. How are you? Blessings, blessings, blessings. Glory be to God. We're going to yield to the Holy Spirit as always in this place. Mrs. Sandy, JBJB, how are you? Good to see you. I would like to see some prayer requests. I don't typically do this. It's kind of hard to keep up with them all. But I want to hear from you guys today. I want to hear what is on your heart and what is ailing. And maybe a lot of you may be experiencing some of the same things. And we will just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit as we proceed tonight in prayer. Caitlin, hello, hello. Keisha, good evening, saints, good evening. I want you guys to take a moment right now and to place your prayer request in the chat. This is not something I always do, but I feel led to do it. So y'all know I'm spirit-led in these streets. Y'all know I ain't gonna do nothing but seek the face of God, not just for me, but for you as well, because We're doing this together. We are better together. Are we not? We are truly better together. So I want to hear from all of you. I see the prayer requests beginning to come into the chat. Please, 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 if you feel led to share, I would love, love, love to partner with you in the Holy Spirit with what may be on your heart tonight as we proceed in prayer. I see someone has put something in the chat. Thank you, Keisha. I see. I'm sorry. You love the earrings. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all know I love big, bold earrings. I love them. I love them. I love them. So thank you for complimenting my earrings. I see them coming through now. Come through with the prayer request. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's go. Salvation. Yes. Praying for God to remove stagnation. My God. Yes. Praying for their other half. They're not on speaking terms at the time. Okay. Let's see. Caitlin Antonio wants prayer for light, joy, and guidance and her mind. Okay. I see this. Fill all the voids in your life. I got it. I got it. Prayer for marriage and her two-year-old's speech delay. My goodness, I see another one here for marriage. Come through, kingdom marriages. It's kingdom if God has ordained it, but we know that God honors marriage. He loves and he honors the covenant of marriage. So that's very important to pray for. Discernment of strategies and wisdom to execute provision and movement. Let's go, Tanisha. Let's go. Financial increase and confirmation of relocation. Loneliness. Wow, there's a plethora of things here. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Praying for peace and healing, stomach pain and reflux. Praying for your heart as you continue to grieve the passing of your mother. Absolutely. Yes, I see the Holy Spirit scanning the chat. He is indwelling. He is in me. He is here. Glory be to God. And he is scanning the chat right now. This is something that we do together in this media space. I used to struggle with chasing chats and prayer requests, and he gave me a strategy for that. So I'm not in this alone, and you are not in this alone either. You are not in this alone either. So we have help, our helper, Holy Spirit, our comforter, our advocate, and the Lord Jesus, who sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us every day. Yes, 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 yes. Stephanie, breast cancer. Yes, she's currently in the hospital in Canada. Okay, confidence to do what God is calling you to do. Healing from pain and infirmities. Yes, yes, yes. Prayer for dream interpretations. Okay, okay. Good evening, Sasha. How are you? Good evening. I'm glad you were able to make it and join tonight. Well, let's prepare to enter in and pray, and you can continue to put those requests in the chat. And so I know some of them are scaling up pretty quickly, but the Holy Spirit has seen them and he has heard them. And I would implore you, I would urge you to also pray yourself as well and repeat aloud, recite aloud, confirm in scripture as we pray together today what is on your heart so that it can be heard in the realm of the spirit. Glory be to God. So I'm very grateful and thankful that you've chosen to come to this place tonight, right here and right now, to pray and to pray together. Glory be to God. Prayers for your business. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I'm parkura pasanti antia romansi. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in English. If you have not been filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of praying in tongues, it should not stop you from praying. God still hears. Pray, continue to pray. Kalabansi, lekatanta alamanso renti, lekato rapakata, rekato senti eleban, renda ananamanso rikan, renda katante abansi. Soto koto shalabanti alabansa, rimbakanti ananamansi alamansu, rekoto repaka, rende ananamanso ramba, rekanto rembaka, rimbanti ananamansha lekataya, rimbanto son tekai, rendikananamansia ramba, rekatote ananamansi, rekatanta anamanta, loko rambanti, rebante antaka, rimbanti su alamanta, rekati alamanta. Rekatanti elementa rindo onanemansi alabako rabasi. Thank you, Father. Tede elementia lamantaya. Rimba canto show. Rimba cotanti catede mansa. Rende catanti alaban. Rimba coto, rimbo coto. Rimba cantanti elebensi. Rende de benso, rimba cataya. Rimbo coto, rimba canta. Rimba cantante edebensia roba. Rende ananamansan, roba cataya. Tienenaman so rembandelebansia rokata rente enaman santoko tataya rembantisho lokoto raba rende enaman so rembaka rende kandanenaman so baka rembakoti aneneman soya rembanta arabaka rinde neneman so rembata kanto saya rende anaman sande ekanto rembantanti alabansi rekato shantete denebansi. Father, we thank you. Father, we love you. Father, we praise you. Father, we lift your name up, for your name is high, holy, and worthy of praise, worthy of honor, worthy of acknowledgement, worthy. E calamanso rampa canto rapassi. Rende enenenamanso rapassi. For there are not enough words to give you enough honor. There are not enough words that we could speak to just give you praise. So, Father, we just yield this day and right now. Father God, we give you the fruit of our lips in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just say we bless you. Father, we thank you. Father God, we believe you. Helemanso rapanto rembanti analaman sandoko rapasandolobosi. Father, we believe you. We believe you, Father. We believe your word, Father. Not only do we believe your word, we receive your word by faith in the name of Jesus. A lot of unanswered prayers have come because of lack of belief. Lack of belief. You're putting things before God to pray for. You're asking God to show up for you in some way. You are petitioning the face of the Father. And you're saying, God, I heard what you said. I think I know what to ask for. And even those that don't know, because even the Lord himself has said that men don't even know what they ought to pray. This is why we need the help of the Holy Spirit. Because you don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. So let's just even start today, right now, as we prepare to continue to contend, to pray, and to sit at the feet of our Father tonight and say, Father, help our unbelief. Help our unbelief. You want to be delivered. You want to be set free. You want to receive what's in the hand of God. But what is on the Father's heart? What is on your heart? What is it that God desires to reveal to you today, to expose to you today? What is it that He has already spoken to you that you have not yet done. What has he already said that you have not followed his instructions in obedience unto him even this day? So we just ask that before we ask for yet another thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will help the areas of our hearts and our minds, Father, that you will help us, oh God, in the areas in which we have not fully yielded, where we have not fully submitted to you. Father, we just want to repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus for unbelief and for doubt, for distrust, for mistrust. Father, for straddling the fence, for lukewarm living, for mindsets that don't align with what you have said, for what you have spoken. Father, what is in our hearts right now that was not from you? What has the enemy said to us? What lies has he told that we have believed over the truth? Spirit of truth, speak right now. Spirit of truth, speak. Spirit of truth, speak. Spirit of truth, speak. Lord, we ask the blood to speak now. May the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth speak a bigger thing, speak a better thing, speak the truth over the lie. Dispel and dismantle the lies of Satan and every deceptive thing that the enemy has spoken against your life, against your future, against your family, against your spouse, against your health. Every single idle word, every generational curse, every word curse that has been spoken, everything that the enemy has continuously tormented your mind with, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you will bring forth those things that maybe we have even forgotten. Bring them forth now, for you reveal to heal. Father, as you reveal these things and bring them to our remembrance this day, Father, it is not to hurt us nor to harm us, but it is to confront the lies of Satan in anything that would hinder and keep our prayers from being answered. Lord, show us. Lord, loose your light. Lord, show us the kingdom. Lord, show us the error of our ways. Lord, show us the transgressions of the past. Lord, show us the trauma that has been deeply rooted and hidden and veiled from us. Lord, uncover those things that we have been hidden from us, that have been stolen from us, those things that we are unaware of. Lord, show us the things that we have yet to let go of. Lord, reveal to heal. Lord, help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us to stand erect and to stand strong, to affirm your word. Lord, confirm your word to us. Lord, show your face and reveal so that we may heal in the name of Jesus. Tukurapatanti alabanso, rimbantanti alabansaya, lungutishanda baloboso, rimbakanto rambanti, rende enenenenemansoya. And we bind unbelief right now in the name of Jesus. We cast down unbelief in the name of Jesus. And we unroot it right now and we send it into the abyss. Lord, we arrest every single thing that has come in and taken a seat in our minds and in our movement. Anything that is partnered with the spirit of fear to hinder the pathway, the portals, and the access of heaven to divinely release your revelatory word and your wisdom and your will. Father, we just pray this day and we say, Father, gather up every root in anything that has taken residence in my mind this day, Lord. Take it up. Take it out. Take it up. Take it out. We curse it at the root right now in the name of Jesus. We curse every foreign, familiar spirit that was inherited through a generational curse. Every open door of iniquity of the bloodline, we shut down, we cast down, and we dismantle every generational root and every door and every inherited portal and pathway that has hindered our progression, our process, and the productivity that God has predestined and designed in accordance to your divine movement and manifestation to take place and to proceed us to make provision and to come into the perfected, completed, and finished works of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we lay aside anything that's connected, that has we have come into covenant with. Father, anything that has been contracted out over our lives, Father, we come before you even now. And we ask, Father, that as you move on our behalf, as you speak on our behalf, as you render not guilty verdicts by the blood of God, by the righteousness of the Lord, because it is in your righteousness that we can move, that we can live, that we can have our entire being, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask this day that you will fire our flesh, consume our flesh, consume anything that has stood in the way from receiving the manifested presence and the will of God in our lives. Father, we thank you for the spirit of unbelief that no longer plagues us, that no longer dwells here, that no longer takes root, that no longer takes residence, that no longer can remain in our hearts in Jesus' name. And Father, we just ask that you will cleanse us now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will cleanse our heart. Lord, wash us as white as snow, whiter than snow. Cleanse our hearts. Semana mansaya la banso. Locotonti alabansaya. Rambanti alabanso. Rimbanti antandoloboso. Recatan de elebed si alaba. Rimbanto cotanti arapaya. Rimbanto tocanti alabansa. Rimbantan de elebanso. Holy Spirit, have your way. Emana la mansaya. Rente cato hoposo. Rinda eneman santoco. Rimpatanti alabanso. Holy Spirit. Spirit, fall fresh in this place. Ela bansaya, ribanto koto ni antante alamanso lonton de la mansi. All the things that have been petitioned tonight in these prayer requests, Father, we place them now before you in the name of Jesus. Lokotante lebanso, rembala la mansi. Loose your light, God. Le canti alamanso, lose your joy, God. Le cantandelemanso, lose our spiritual inheritance in the name of Jesus. Le canto banti alamanso, rembanti analamanso. We bind the spirit of delay. Re canto rambandalamanso ya, rembokotonde ananamanso. Anywhere where the enemy has brought delay and demonic interference, demonic hindrances, and demonic blockages in your life, over your children, over your marriage, le cantandelemanso, over your ministry, over your business, le cantandelemanso, robokoto, rembandinelemansaya, rokotondelemansa. I loose the power of the living God, Lord. I loose the reviving and resurrection power of the Holy Spirit to revive those things that are dead, those things that were declared dead, in the name of Jesus. Every sleeping and slumbering spirit, in the name of Jesus, rambanto koto to alamansaya, rambanto tikia alamansoya, rambantanda alamanso. Every mind blocking spirit, every mind binding spirit, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we cloak and cover and saturate the mind of Caitlin Antonio right now, in the name of Jesus, and we loose the blood over her mind. We loose the blood over her mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, loose your fire in the name of Jesus. Loose your fire in the name of Jesus. Cover and cloak her mind in the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, a mind that is clear, a mind that's in full of peace, a mind, oh God, that has clarity in the name of Jesus, a mind that is free from torment, pain, and hindrances, a mind that can discern by the Spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus. I loose greater discernment right now in the name of Jesus. I loose the ability to speak and decree and declare what is not, those things that are not as though they were, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I loose a strength, oh God, over Caitlin's mind and her movement as she is seeking your face to move forward in the name of Jesus. Father God, anything that will stumble or hinder her movement, her progression, productivity, in Jesus' name, I arrest it now. I arrest the works of Satan. I arrest the roots, the fruits, and every tentacle and spirit that is contracted out against her life in the name of Jesus. I loose the angels that are assigned to tonight's prayer, for Tuesday night prayer, and the angels assigned to my mandate to move and to manifest in every single space and place that the Lord sends and intends you to go. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command that wherever you are going, wherever the Lord sends you, that you do your bidding now in the name of Jesus, and that you do not return until the assignment is complete, until the enemy is completely dismantled and destroyed in Jesus' name, until the manifestation of God's love and the fruit of the Spirit takes root, takes residence, and remains in your heart in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, for every spirit of division and disunity in relationships of all types and all kinds. In the name of Jesus, we come against this day, mental confusion, in Jesus' name. We come against right now, anger, in the name of Jesus, offense, giving offense and taking offense, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask that you will send your fire over every single spirit that would hinder our ability to forgive, in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to forgive. Help us to forgive those that have hurt us, those that have harmed us, those that have betrayed us, those that have disappointed us, those that have lied on us, those that don't understand us, those that have misinterpreted our words, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, forgive as you have forgiven us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, take up every root of delay in the name of Jesus, in any form, just as Sandy's, child has a speech delay. I bind that delay. There will be no more speech delay. I command and demand in the name of Jesus that every delay and every root to delay, that it be uprooted and burned by the fire of the living God. That, Lord, that you will accelerate this child in the name of Jesus. You will loose their twisted tongue. You will loose their inability to articulate in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bind every articulation delay, every articulation disorder and dysfunction in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever is misaligned, whatever is out of order, whatever is not in sync with the divine presence and the divine power of God, that it be consumed by the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father, for those that are waiting for their spirit, for their husbands, and for the man of God, for the woman of God that you have spiritually released and given unto them, for those that are struggling with chronic singlehood and they see a barrier or some sort of delay in being seen by the man and or the woman of God that you have divinely predestined and ordained for the life of God. For some it's delay, for some it's process. For you need to discern which is which. But if you have discerned or it has been revealed to you by the Spirit of the living God that this is a demonic interference, that this is a demonic delay, Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will give them the strength to travail and to tarry and to break down every evil contract, every evil covenant, and every evil altar that has been erected that still stands, that is being serviced by witches and wizards and warlocks in the name of Jesus, to steal your virtue, to steal God's promise from your life in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Holy Spirit, Alpha and Omega, the originator and the creator, the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, let us, let me, and let us as we come together and yoke our faith right now with the kingdom of heaven in Jesus' name. Yoke yourself one to another. And as we yoke ourselves to the Father, for your word says that your burden is light, your yoke is easy, but your burden is light. Lord, loose every burden, loose every worry. God, in the name of Jesus, may the children of God, both sons and daughters, yoke themselves to you so that you can make those things that are heavy upon us, even the spirit of heaviness, right now, that you will loose the spirit of heaviness and any garments of heaviness that have been placed upon our lives in weariness, in worry, in doubt, in unbelief, in disbelief. Anything that has caused division, divorce, separation, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we loose the ministry of reconciliation first back to you, our first love. Father God, we pray, oh God, for a reset in the realm of the spirit, oh God. We pray, oh God, for a recalibration, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to take place right now in our hearts, in our minds, in the name of Jesus. Manifest your will as we bind our minds and our emotions to the will of Christ Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Take every single thought that did not come from you, that was not from you, that is not for your glory, and remove it now by the fire and the power of God. Lord, help us, Jesus, to become more like you. Help us, oh God, to continue to be formed and created in the image and the likeness of you. Lord, loose your spiritual DNA, God, in the name of Jesus, that helps us to know who we are in you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father God, that every diabolical concern and situation and circumstance that is brewing in our lives, and even those that have come or will come for a set appointed time, I command in the name of Jesus that every demonic schedule and every demonic appointment in the name of Jesus that was set for a time in Jesus' name, that they be dismantled, that they be broken in Jesus' name. Hikalabanso. Bishalaban Santo Kotoya. Tiale Bantanto Korapasaya. Rembanto Korasi. Rende Anamanso. Rende Katandi Elebansa. Rende Anananamansi. Rokoto Rampaso. Remba Tialabanso. Rende Anananamanso. Loose your blood, Lord. Loose your blood, Lord. Loose your blood, Lord. Lord, we pray for salvation. Lord, we pray for salvation, the salvation of our families, the salvation of those that are in need of you, for those all over the nation, for those all over the country that don't yet know you. Father God, we don't want them to suffer, Father God, in ignorance and rebellion, God. Father God, we want, Father God, for them to turn their hearts from a place of wickedness, Father God, and turn their hearts to a place of righteousness in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray that those that don't know you, that they come to know you. Lord, we pray that those that in our family, those of even our children, Father God, that have not come into the knowledge and the knowing of you, Holy Spirit, we pray that you will send angelic agents in the name of Jesus, that you will send ministers of the gospel in the name of Jesus. Lord, we even ask that you will use us. Lord, raise your hand if you are on this call and say, Lord, use me. Lord, if there is a place that you will send me, I will go. Lord, just as you sit and you went and you came for the one and left the 99, oh God, Lord, help us to have a mindset that is aligned with you, that we're not chasing platforms, that we're not chasing clout, that we're not chasing mammon, that Father, that we are chasing the Almighty God, that we are chasing the throne of God, that we are chasing the righteousness of God. And Father, help us, oh God, to go through, to be patient in our process. Father, for those that are still waiting on deliverance, oh God, that are still waiting on liberty and freedom, Father, help them to know and stand on John 8 and 36. Help them to know that what is already done is complete and finished, that you don't have to go back on the cross, that their freedom has been secured, that their freedom has been secured, that for whom the Son has set free is truly free indeed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for the Almighty Counselor, Comforter, and Advocate. Father, we thank you, Father, for releasing us from every dry and dormant and wicked space that was sent to devour us. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I command right now that every devouring spirit and every spirit that has come to devour your finances and your freedom in Christ Jesus, that the lion of the tribe of Judah shall devour, shall dismantle, shall destroy, shall confound and wrestle down, shall abolish every single contract and every single ill intent and motive that was sent by a satanic agent, minion, imp, or anyone, regardless of their ranking and authority, that whatever the enemy has used, even in the place as a wolf in sheep's clothing, to shield themselves and to keep us deceived as a wolf in sheep's clothing. It could be a friend and or a family member. Father, show us every snake in the grass. Show us every person that has a blade behind their back, waiting to stab us in it. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, you are the deliverer. Father, we know that you, Father, can uproot every single sickness, disease, and infirmity. So for those that have prayed tonight and asked to be released from infirmity, from sickness and disease, that it was never your design for them to be sick and ill, that it was never the design for them to not be able to function and move in accordance and in alignment with the way that you created their mind and their bodies to function. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of infirmity and all infirmities that would afflict the bodies, the minds, the hearts of every child, of every son and daughter, of every person in Jesus' name, from their crown to their soul, from their souls to their crown. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come for the systems of their bodies in Jesus' name. I arrest every demonic system that will infiltrate and permeate every single system of the body, from the crown to the soul, from the soul to the crown. Father God, I ask that you will loose your fire and your blood against, around, to surround, to cover, to cleanse, to deliver, and to heal, and to set them free right now by the fire of the living God. Lord, have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Filter and cleanse and go through every wicked space, every crook, every crack, every crevice, every cranny right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you will filter, cleanse, wash, and heal in the name of Jesus. Hekalabansova pasanto lobosoya. Hinti bantoko tanti alabansa. Renda antanti alabanso. Rokoto rasi. Renda ananamanso. Rombo kotonti alamansa. Renda ananamanso. Loose your fire, Lord. Hallelujah. Loose your fire, Lord. Some have prayed for joblessness, homelessness. Le cantante le bansoya, repacoto, rembanti ananamansaya, rembantante de ebeco, robocotonti ananamanso, robocotonte ananamansaya. Father, loose the jobs and the homes that you have for your people. Open the doors, connect them divinely to those that you would have them to serve, not only in the kingdom, but to bring forth the provision that is needed to carry out their commission in the earth. In Jesus' name, we come against every spirit that will close the door to employment in the name of Jesus. Father, open the door that they may be able to provide for their family, that they may be able to not only just pay their bills, but Father God, we release and loose the abundance of the Lord. We release and loose spiritual increase in their finances. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, may they have so many job interviews and so many job offers that they don't know which one to accept. I command that multiple job offerings, that multiple doors will open, that the Lord will say, just choose, son, just choose, daughter. Choose where you want to go. We receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. Hekalaban Santa Kaya, Rimboto so rapanto, Renda ananamansan, Doko roposo, Renda anamanso. Increase in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Fruitfulness, multiplication, multiply, God. Multiply, Lord. Multiply, Lord. Multiply, Lord. Multiply, Lord. Elabansante calabansu. Lendi alabansai elabansai. Rocotande alabansi alacato. Rondodososia. Rende ananananamansando cototolabasi for the blessing of the Lord. Rende addeth no sorrow in the name of Jesus, but maketh us rich in Jesus' name. Bless us, Lord. Take the lebanso bakantoya. Rimbantanelamanso de la lebosi. I decree and declare that you are blessed coming in, that you are blessed going out. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the country. You are blessed in the field. You are blessed in the high place. You are blessed in the low place. Your storehouses are blessed. Embandolabanso ya. Rembanti kantaya. Renda kantanda amanso. Rembanti anamansanteka. pour out of blessings. May the outpouring of the Holy Spirit begin to pour out now from heaven. Lord, pour out your blessings from heaven. Locadande element santo ko rapasa. Rende enene elementsi. Recatando oloboko rabanda. Rembanti andande elementsi ko rabanti. Rembantande elementsi. Rembanko to ratanda. Rende enene elementso. Rembanti aranda kaya. Thank you, Jesus. Will one of my moderators please answer Caitlin Antonio? Bekarande enenenamanso rembanto rembako rambasi rende kanto rambantando orapasaya renti andaya rindokoto shanda de manso rembankanta alaramansa rendani nenenemanse lekaya rombokoto ti ananenemansi rombakanto ya lavansa rengani nenenemanso remanalabakantoya rende ananenamansando kotoya. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you move in our marriages. We ask that you move in our ministries. We ask that you move in our job spaces and workplaces. Lord, we ask that you move in our children. Lord, we ask that you move in the nations. Lord, we ask that you move. Holy Spirit, move. Move. Move as only you can move. Move as only you can move. Right now, right now, right now, hallelujah, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. And we receive the revelation of your will and it manifesting itself swiftly, quickly, and expediently in our lives. Everything that has been petitioned, everything that has been asked of you this day, for every prayer request that has been put in the chat, for everything that you have spoken aloud into the atmosphere, for everything that you have placed upon your altar, that you are waiting on God to reveal, to manifest itself, do not leave the place of prayer, that God will show up, he will come, he will answer your prayer. Do not leave that place in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lose confidence. We lose peace in the wait. We lose your presence in the wait. In the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to be patient. Help us to wait upon you, God. Help us to wait. Help us to wait, Lord. Help us to wait, Lord. Help us to wait, Lord. Help us, Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for being the God of yea and amen. We thank you, Father, for the answered prayers. We thank you, Father, for your will being made manifest now in our lives. We thank you, Father, for the prophetic promises that have been revealed and released and received. We thank you, Father, for the physical receipts that we will inhabit, that we will be able to hold in our hand. We thank you, Father, for the testimony as we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree and declare that your testimony shall go forth in advance. Begin to give testimony right now. Do it now in the chat. I feel the Lord saying, tell them to give testimony right now. I hear the Spirit of the Living God said, I have already done it, my God. I have already done it. Glory be to God. He said, give your testimony right now as you wait on the manifested promise. promise to be revealed, to be seen in your present state of mind. For as it is in the spirit, it is as well in the earth. So we thank you, Father. Woo, thank you. Give your testimony. For everyone that put a prayer request in the chat, give your testimony of healing now. If you ask for healing, declare that you are healed right now in the name of Jesus. If you have financial concerns, declare that you have the abundance of Christ Jesus, that all of your financial issues and constraints, concerns, and matters have been dissolved and all of your debts have been paid in full in the name of Jesus, that every single financial, spiritual delay has now been dismantled and destroyed. You have now received the blessings of God, the breakthrough of God, the deliverance of God, the healing of God. Whatever you put in the chat as a prayer request, give your testimony right now. We are moving in what's called now faith. This is a declaration to what already exists in the realm of the spirit. We are pulling down the manifestation of what God has revealed, released, and said and spoken in heaven. For as it is in heaven, it is as well in the earth. Right now, you are not waiting for breakthrough. You are not waiting on God to show up. You are not waiting on God to heal you. You are not waiting on God to set your child free. You are not waiting on God to reconcile your marriage. You are not waiting. It is already done. I want you right now in the name of Jesus to declare and give testimony in the chat right now and take hold of your testimony. I heard the Lord say it. And I know one thing about my God. He's not a God that can lie. And his word will never return back to him void. His word will never return back to him void. So he is already saying to me, I have answered their prayers. I have answered their prayers. Just like Daniel's prayer was answered day one. The first day that Daniel prayed, his prayer was answered day one. Though he toiled, though he tarried for 21 days and counting, his prayer was answered day one. The Lord, I just heard him. He said, tell them to give testimony and tell them to give thanks. I'm hearing that now. Tell them to give thanks. Because this is a state and place of supernatural acceleration and agreement. This is the place that we are in right now. If you have not discerned the shift in prayer, that this is the place of discern and agreement and alignment with what has been spoken, with what has been said, and what has been revealed in the realm of the spirit, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It is already so. It is already done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Therefore, when the Lord gave his instruction to give your testimony, every single person that typed in that chat a prayer request that they were in need of, God has answered your prayers. So I should only be seeing at this point of this prayer tonight, testimony and thanks. Testimony and thanks. Testimony and thanks. We are moving in the now faith to receive what is already done until you see it. And until it manifests in your life, you will continue to allow the Holy Spirit in partnership with the kingdom of heaven to contend with anything that is contending with God's answered prayer. Just as the prince of Persia was and the angels of the Lord were sent out to contend, to war, and to fight for the manifestation of the word to come to pass, to be revealed to Daniel, the same is so today. the Lord has said. This ain't what he's saying. This ain't what he's going to say. The Lord has spoken and he has said, give testimony and give thanks now in the name of Jesus. I have answered their prayers. My God. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Come on, Mary. Mary says, thank you for the new car and the new home. Thank him. Thank him for love and peace. Thank him for restoration. Thank him for deliverance. Thank him for freedom. Thank him for financial increase. Thank him. Thank him for that marriage you've been praying for. Thank him. Thank him for the salvation of your family that you've been praying for. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for the sickness that is now gone, that has been healed by the stripes of the living God, by the stripes of the Lord, that you have now been healed. Thank him for the infirmities being removed. Thank him for your prosperity, success, and productivity. Thank him in the name of, yes, thank you for freeing me from loneliness. Thank you, Father, you are no longer lonely in the name of Jesus. For God said he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. You can never be alone in the name of Jesus because you always got the Lord. If you ain't got nothing else, you got God in the name of Jesus. No, you will never have another lonely day. Those days are over. Those days are over. Those days are over. Those days are over. Those days of being misunderstood. Those days of being overlooked. Those days of missing the mark. Those days of being delayed and denied. Those days of not moving. Those days of feeling stagnant, stuck, and still. Those days are over. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the divine connections that are coming into our lives. Spiritual coaching, mentorship, support, that church you're looking for, that marriage you've been looking for, that job you've been looking for, that home you've been looking for, that car you've been looking for, that peace you've been looking for. And then that joy you've been looking for. Thank you, Jesus. The hope you've been looking for. The patience you've been looking for. That forgiveness you've been looking for. All of it. Yes. Yes, thank you, Jesus, for healing from rejection. Yes, rejection is gone in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. He has given it back to you. He has given it back to you. Rejoice. Rejoice, saints. Rejoice. Rejoice. God said it is yours. He said it is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Yes, it is yours. It is yours. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said, whatever you need, I got it. Whatever you need, I got it. You lack nothing. You lack nothing. Whatever you're in need of, I got it. Just ask and it is yours. Whatever you need, just ask and it is yours. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. What are you in need of? If you have not already spoken it and you held back in fear, that God wasn't going to give you what you need. So you said, I'm not going to type it in the chat. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to bother God anymore about this situation. I'm not going to bother God anymore about this need that I have. I've given up on this prayer. I'm tired. I haven't seen God show up. So I'm just going to give up. I'm telling you now, do not give up. Give thanks. That's what you do. If you want to see God move in your life, do not give up. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Glory be to God. Do not give up. Give him thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Because giving up, you ain't going to see it. Giving thanks, you got a better chance. You got more than a better chance. I'm just saying. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you thanks today. We give you thanks. Yes, we give you thanks. Glory be to God. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him now. Thank him now. Thank him. 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 Thank you, Lord. I thank each and every one of you for coming on tonight and praying with us tonight, partnering with us tonight, believing, receiving by faith what God has said that you will see it. Continue to press and pray till you see what you say. In the name of Jesus, for those that are willing and those that are led to give tonight, you can sow a seed right now into this ministry as we proceed in prayer, as we have yoked our faith with the kingdom and we are standing in a heart posture of expectancy today. God said it, we believe it, we receive it, and we will soon have the receipts. Amen, amen. If you feel led to give through Cash App, you can give right now through $FlawedFree. That's $FlawedFree. That's on Cash App. If you would like to give through our secure site, through Givly, Tithely, PayPal, you can give at our site at theflawedandfree.com/give. Theflawedandfree.com/give. And then if you are a Zelle person and you like to give through Zelle, you can give at info@theflawedandfree.com. info@theflawedandfree.com. Make sure you send your seed. Please send your seed somewhere in the realm of the spirit. So attach the assignment to the seed as you sow it. Give it to God. Believe as you sow, as he leads you with what to sow, where to sow, and send your seed. That it may be blessed, that the Lord will breathe upon your seed, that multiplication will come upon your agreement in, by, and through faith in the name of Jesus. You have attached to your faith and you have planted and put a seed in the ground, something for God to increase, for God to water, for God to bring forth in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord shall continue to cover, cloak, and saturate you all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. I thank you for sowing in time tonight to pray in this hour, to pray in this hour. The Lord blesses and he honors the time that was taken tonight in corporate prayer for this hour. God will continue to breathe and brood over your life. I want to ask each and every one of you, if you have not become a partner of this ministry, consider becoming a partner of this ministry. For just $25 a month, we have partner perks that come with your partnership in this ministry. It helps us to continue to have community events and to continue to build and advance the kingdom of God, to continue to show up weekly as the Lord leads and sends and intends us into the outermost parts of the earth, as we service the community of Dallas, Fort Worth, and all over the nation. We are so grateful and thankful to those that have partnered. And if you partner, you will come into our community, our Freedom Fighter community. In our partnership, we offer partner perks, such as a monthly partner pour.
We have a monthly partner pour that is just for our partners only. And I actually pour into you guys as partners of this ministry. There's a monthly newsletter and all of the intricate, intimate things. You guys are usually the first to know when we are launching certain activities and things that are coming within the ministry. We keep our partners very closely connected and vested into what we're doing and the vision that God has given us. We also have an annual retreat that is only extended to our partners and volunteers. And so our retreat is coming up in August, and we have swag bags and we have fun 2-3-4 days where we pour back into you and give thanks back to you for being a partner. And so that is a yearly retreat. It is a prayer retreat. We are doing all sorts of things. We're having good time. The Holy Ghost is there. We are enjoying one another. We do movie nights. We do all sorts of things. So you'll be able to catch the retreat in 2025. If you partner now, you will be able to catch that annual retreat for our partners and volunteers of this ministry of Flawed and Free. And so there's so many things that we do. Yes, I'm so sorry, Smiley. The tickets are sold out for Freedom Friday on July the 5th. They are. However, you will be able to sign up for our Freedom Fridays every month. Make sure you are on our email subscription list, because we will be opening up registration every month for the, we try to do it around the first of the month, around the first week of the month. And that we'll try to stick to that schedule. But yes, we are sold out on Freedom Friday on July the 5th. But August, September, October, make sure you're ready to register, because we did not know that they were going to sign up that fast. So glory be to God. Glory be to God. So many of you are ready for Freedom Friday. I am in Dallas, Nicole. Nicole said, are you in Dallas on TikTok? Yes, ma'am. I am in Dallas. I am in Dallas. And so we will be doing these monthly Freedom Fridays with you all in the community. Some of people are driving from other places, and some are flying possibly from the look of our reservation list. And so I'm excited to pray and deliver and heal and whatever the Holy Spirit would have us to do. It is a movement. Freedom Friday is a movement, and it is a move of God. It is a move of the Spirit of the living God, and we are going to be right close, up and personal, right in each other's face, and it's going down, not in the DM, but in Dallas. It is going down. We are setting a revival fire. We are getting ready for revival in Dallas, and we are rising. The remnant is rising, and if you want fire, if you want some fire, I suggest you come to Freedom Friday. If you want deliverance, I suggest you come to Freedom Friday. If you want to be healed, I suggest you come to Freedom Friday. If you want to see the miracles, signs, and wonders of God, I suggest you come to Freedom Friday. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Hi, Greta Lynn. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, she said, I just moved from Dallas. Oh, no, Nicole. Sorry. Hopefully you'll come back. Hopefully you'll come back. But yes, yes, it is a move of God that we are anticipating and expecting God to move. We are yielding to his will and his move. So I'm excited about Freedom Friday and our first one coming up July the 5th. I pray that those that have registered and signed up, please keep their registration seats, because if not, you have taken a seat from someone else who's trying to get in. So glory be to God. I'm excited for it. I'm excited. So stay tuned. Make sure you stay abreast, whether through social media or through our email, because we communicate quite a bit through our email list. So check your emails and check social media, because we will be posting when these events are taking place. Glory be to God. So thank you all for joining. God bless you. May God keep you all the days of your lives. And I will see you all soon. I'll see you back here on Tuesday. Make sure you tell a friend, bring somebody with you. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And good night.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.